should be so easy because I'm a teacher, but I come up here and stand in front of all my peers and people who are absolutely silent. Maybe you need to fidget a little bit, throw some things at each other. Might make it a little easier for me. So there are many things that came to mind when I first read this reading, and I read it a lot of times and have been thinking about it, of course, across many weeks. And I think that the unconditional love and forgiveness that Jesus showed this sinful woman is something that we all need and have received probably daily for some of us, and depending on your week. So as always when writing this reflection, again, I've been thinking about it for several weeks, my mom often refers to this practice as my procrastination, and I just have simply accepted it as one of my character traits. We won't go with flaw, we'll go with traits. The good Lord loves us all equally and unconditionally, and has showed it again today with forgiving this woman of all of her sins. Simon was a little shocked that Jesus would allow such a woman to cleanse and put ointment on his feet. Jesus then asked Simon, who was more grateful, the person who was forgiven the bigger debt or the person who was forgiven the smaller debt? Simon answered correctly when he said the person with the larger debt. I think that we would all agree with that. I know that people who have made the biggest gestures to help are often at the forefront of my mind, and I wonder, why is that? As a teacher, it seems that most of my life revolves around school, and I was going to try and stay away from things related to school. However, I kept coming back to it, which is why at 8:30 this morning, I was still writing. The building that I work in is probably the roughest elementary building in my school district. It is a K-5 building. How bad can it be? And Jesus loves all his children equally and unconditionally. I have a student who, for the most part, was in the custody of her grandmother. From day one, I was told, look out, she's a handful. But she was one of my students that I would have said was the least likely to give me problems. Until her mother decided to become more involved in her life. Now, most of us would think that that would be a good thing. Unfortunately for me, it made the last 2 months of school anything but dull. Jesus loves us all equally and unconditionally. This family accused me of being a racist. Now, mind you, that was not to my face, but it was made pretty high up on the proverbial food chain. Now, the history of this child is probably what kept this accusation from becoming an issue for me. Jesus loves us all equally and unconditionally. Now, this student goes to church. She was even in a program at church for Easter. I truly believe that she is wrestling with so many things in her life that she cannot control, that her behavior is just a result of her home life. Should that be held against her? No. Now, I am in agreement that there should be consequences for her actions, but should Jesus' unconditional love and forgiveness be withheld from this child? No. She needs it. It may be the only thing that helps her get through her struggles. We never know what someone else is going through until we have walked a mile in their shoes. This is so true. I have learned so much this past year. Let go and let God and a serenity prayer are what enabled me to make it through the end of the year. The next time you see inappropriate behavior and think that is just unacceptable, say a prayer for that person. It may be the only act of unconditional love that that person has received that day. Have a good one.